This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so, you know, this I could see would make anybody sick. So I guess a woman was in the ladies' bathroom, and you know how they have those new handheld dryers? Not handheld dryers. Those new automatic dryers where they look, they almost look like a urinal, kind of. Okay, I mean, they're silver, they curve out, and you stick your hands in between them without touching anything, and it blows warm air. So this woman, Nicole Ward, actually decided to culture what could be coming from them, and she showed a Petri dish on Facebook, which she claims to have held under a, quote, Dyson air blade for 3 minutes. Then she let it incubate for 48 hours. And she wrote on her Facebook post, okay, guys, ready to have your mind blown. She said, this here is what grew in a Petri dish, and it is gross. After just a few days, there was a lot of funk inside this Petri dish. I don't believe this is 48 hours of growth. I believe this growth is longer. But needless to say, whether it's now at the 72-hour mark or longer, it's gross. She goes, I stuck the open plate in an enclosed hand dryer of a public bathroom for a total of 3 minutes. Yes, three. Do not ever dry your hands in those things again. This is the several strains of possible pathogenic fungi and bacteria that you're swirling around your hands. And you think you're walking out with clean hands. She goes, you're welcome. Now, we don't know what her scientific background is. It's technically a scientific study and might not be something that's publishable. Might have a lot of issues and things that would make the study, quote, invalid. But we don't care about N values and statistical differences and standard deviation. We don't care about that. We just care about something being found. Now, this could have also been a contaminated auger plate. Okay? I mean, that which is why, you know, you whenever you do science, you need to do science right. But if it really was completely sterile, and she opened it up and used a fresh auger plate that was never contaminated, and then did this, this is really frightening. So, the company spokesman has said in a statement, we're very surprised to see these results and unclear on the methodology employed. That's a very smart way of saying, how the hell did she do this, really? You know, did she really do it? All Dyson Airblade trademark hand dryers have HEPA filters that capture particles as small as bacteria from the washroom air before it leaves the machine. Dyson Airblade TM hand dryers are proven hygienic by university research and are trusted by hospitals, food manufacturers, and businesses worldwide. And my issue, and I'm not trying to take sides on this, but with air being blown, you would think there wouldn't be time for bacteria to stay and stick on the Petri dish. You would think that a lot of it would be blown off. Now, if it's blowing air from the outside, then, yeah, your hands are exposed to that air. When you wash your hands and you dry them, your hands are still exposed to the same air. As long as you breathe air, your hands are going to be exposed to air. So, there's really not a lot of surprise to that. So anyway, her post has been shared more than 530,000 times since being made last week. And I guess a lot of people now are claiming they're going to use paper towels. One Facebook user wrote, "So freaking nasty, never using one of those blowers again." Another wants her to get a Human of the Year award. I don't think there is a Human of the Year award. But anyway. Okay, so what if you dried your hands on your clothes? A lot of us, we do the butt wipe. And we don't necessarily wipe our butts. What we do is we wipe our hands on the back of our butts. I do that all the time. Because I don't want to have water on the front. I figure if there's water on the front, it looks like I peed on myself. But if I have water on the back, it looks like I bumped into something that was wet. So I prefer to have the water on my butt. It's just something we women do. I can't speak for all women. So for me, I dry them on the back of my behind. Now, my guess is on chairs that I sit on or things that my butt rubs up against when I lean against a wall, my guess is there's probably fungus and bacteria and crap on my butt, pants or skirt or whatever. So, you know, listen, this is going to freak you out. It has made medical headlines, so don't freak out about it. Your job when you wash your hands is to get rid of what was on them, not to prevent future exposure, okay? So if you wiped your tushy, changed the tampon, I don't know, did whatever you did at a urinal, you're going to want to wash that off. Why? Because excrement and body waste should not be on our hands. That's just something that our bodies were designed to do. If you notice, the areas that excrete are completely opposite your mouth. They go in a completely different direction, right? We all know, do I have to review the anatomy for everybody? Good. So I see how you don't want to wash your hands in dirt. I get that. But we need to start being careful of people wanting to go viral on Facebook. It's very easy to take a Petri dish. You can actually make your own auger. It's very easy to make your own auger. Okay, make a Petri dish. And then go and say, oh, look, this is what happened at this restaurant. This is what happened at that restaurant. All right, or this is what happened in this bathroom. You need to be very, very careful. And we can't have a bunch of people paranoid because we are living among fungi and bacteria and viruses. They're our buddies. I bet I have a paramecium crawling on my leg right now, and I don't even realize it. Hi, paramecium. Hi. Yeah, I mean, we live among this stuff. And some of it is necessary to help boost our immune system. Should you eat with your fingers? No. Always assume your fingers are dirty. Should you pick your nose and eat? No. All right? So that's the scoop. In terms of drying your hands, paper towels aren't sterile either. Somebody Petri dish a paper towel in one of those dispensers. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And big thanks to Mandy, Kyle, and Scott for working the dials. All right. We are being told that food may influence your cancer spread. Now, we've known this. We've known that the more sugar and crap you eat could unfortunately accelerate the growth of your cancer. But what we didn't know is asparagus could be a bad guy. I can't stand asparagus. Now, you know what? I can eat asparagus if it's done in a fancy restaurant, okay? And if I don't have to eat the whole thing, if I just have to take a quick bite off the top. But anyway, according to Cambridge scientists, there's mounting evidence that the food on your plate could alter cancer's growth and spread. Animal research published in the journal Nature showed breast tumors struggled without the dietary nutrient asparagine. And it's found in foods like asparagus, poultry, seafood, and many other foods. So scientists hope to take advantage of cancer's culinary addictions to improve treatment. Now, asparagine is an amino acid which is kind of a building block of protein, and it takes its name from asparagus. Now, the study was conducted at the Cancer Research UK Cambridge Institute, and it took place on mice with an aggressive form of breast cancer. Now, normally, these mice would die in a couple of weeks because the tumor would spread throughout the body. But when the mice were given a low asparagine diet, or drugs to block asparagine, then the tumor struggled to spread. They said it was a real huge change. Last year, the University of Glasgow showed cutting out the amino acids serine and glycine slowed the development of lymphoma and intestinal cancers. Professor Hannon told BBC, "We're seeing increasing evidence that specific cancers are addicted to specific components of our diet. In the future, by modifying a patient's diet or by using drugs that change the way the tumor cells can assess these nutrients, we hope to improve the outcomes of therapy." So, cancer, okay? You have an initial tumor. Most initial tumors aren't deadly unless they just grow locally, like let's say in the brain, and keep pressing and pressing and pressing until it could cause a herniation. But usually the bad cancers are the ones that metastasize, according to BBC and what we've talked about. And a cancer cell has to go through huge changes to spread. But cancer is a very highly metabolic process. And they need a lot of sugar, they need a lot of energy, and they need a lot of resources. It also has to know how to break off, survive the bloodstream, and thrive elsewhere in the body. They think asparagine is what makes that happen. Now, some people say, wait a second, if I like asparagine or asparagus, what do I do? Well, first, most likely you also like Brussels sprouts. If you're an asparagus eater, you probably like Brussels sprouts, so I guess go and eat Brussels sprouts. More for you, because I'm not eating any. I really don't like Brussels sprouts. Anyway, although I was at this restaurant called Therapy, and they fried them up, and they did something really yummy to them, and it was really, really good. Anyway, in the long run, they think patients will be put on special drinks that are nutritionally balanced but lack asparagine. Professor Charles Swanton, Cancer Research UK's chief clinician, said, interestingly, the drug L-asparaginase is used to treat ALL, or acute lymphoblastic leukemia, which is, again, dependent on asparagine. So they think maybe what could happen is the drug could be repurposed to help treat breast cancer patients. So, again, this is really, really early on. I don't want people to freak out about asparagus. You know, when the news puts a story out there, they need something colorful and interesting, and I wouldn't start panicking about vegetables. Most likely, if you're an asparagus eater, you're also, a broccoli eater, a Brussels sprout eater, a jicama eater, and my guess is you have a great diet. So, and that is probably helping you in terms of cancer prevention. So, do what you got to do. Keep doing it. I'm, you know, a fan. I really am a fan of the vegetarian and the vegans and the people that eat more than one vegetable a month. I am. I'm really jealous of you guys. You know, I mean, I try to eat vegetables. I look at them and... I do. I eat salad. I'll eat vegetables. I don't like it. I'll eat my meat first so I don't get too full, you know, for the meat. I get my meat in and then I'll eat my vegetable. But then I'm like, okay, I got to drown out the taste. So now I need something sweet. Now, remember foods high in lysine and low in arginine? Remember we talked about that when it came to herpes? It's going to be very interesting to see if there's a relationship between foods high in lysine or low in lysine, foods high in arginine or low in arginine. But foods high in arginine, I believe, can also put you at risk for herpes outbreaks. So it'll be interesting to see if there's a connection between the two. When it comes to cancer, we're all freaked out about it. Yeah, I told you I was taught that 1 in 2 people get some form of cancer. 1 in 2 of us. Now, cancer could be a benign tumor, okay? It could be a tumor that's benign, not necessarily something that spreads. Or it could be a skin lesion, right? Those, one of the various forms of skin cancer that are treatable. But I still think that number is an overestimation. I mean, we don't have that many people get heart disease or anything like that. But getting some sort of a tumor, 1 out of every 2 people. It makes sense if we're including the benign tumors. Makes sense. And remember, most benign tumors do not turn cancerous. Lipomas don't turn cancerous. I mean, they, you know, yeah, it could have a liposarcoma. But usually cancer is something going rogue from the beginning. They're not something benign that decides to go rogue. Something's benign, it's usually benign. Can you have precancerous lesions on the skin or precancerous lesions in the gut? Absolutely, you can. Can you have conditions that put you at risk for cancer? Absolutely. And the average person could become very paranoid about this. I just sat in a lecture talking about precancerous gastrointestinal conditions that put you at risk for colon cancer. You could go crazy. But I'm sitting there thinking, well, wait a second. I have a grandfather with colon cancer. I had a grandmother on the other side with colon cancer. I'm at risk for colon cancer anyway, even if, God willing, I don't have GI conditions. So if you go at life going, look, I am at risk of getting cancer, so I am going to, one, try to treat my body like the temple and beautiful object that it is. I'm a goddess, okay, right? Okay, I'm going to treat my beautiful Greek goddess-like body. Hey, you guys have no idea how what I look like. You have no idea, okay? I'm very sexy. Anyway, I'm going to treat that temple and me as a goddess like a goddess, okay? And so I'm going to try to avoid eating crap. I'm going to try to avoid a lot of garbage and toxins going into my body. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the doctor, the medical provider. Let them, you know, order a mammogram for breast cancer. Let them do the colonoscopy. Let them do my pap smear. Let them check my skin. If I feel bad, I'm going to get it checked out. I'm not going to act like a hypochondriac going, oh, gosh, you know, oh, you know, woe is me. Something's really... No, you aren't a hypochondriac. If you feel like something's wrong, go and get checked. The average person is not a hypochondriac. The average person really has something wrong. And the average person accused of being a hypochondriac actually does have something wrong. So that's why I don't like the term hypochondriac, because if somebody goes, oh, I'm a hypochondriac because I'm always feeling this way, I go, no, you're not a hypochondriac. You feel that way. You feel that way for a reason. Very rarely, a very small subset of the population may have mental delusions that they have an ailment when they don't, or can make themselves sick just by worrying about it. But the average person who thinks they're a hypochondriac actually has pathology. So go and get yourself sick. If you're tired all the time, get it looked at. Maybe there's a reason. Maybe your gut microbiome is off. Well, I don't know. But the most important thing with all of this, when it comes to cancer and what to eat and what to do, live life. Enjoy life. Don't sin, but enjoy life. Realize that you're only on this earth for X amount of time. And the big mistake I've made my whole life is, okay, when I'm older, I'll do this. When I'm older, I'll do this. Later, I'll do this. There is no later. You do it now. If you wanted to take a trip to Hawaii, if you've always wanted to go to Hawaii, make that happen now. Or you're going to regret it. Well, you know, we want kids, but we want to wait till we have more money. You'll never have more money. Even if you do make more money, your expenses go up. It just, or you pay more taxes. You're never going to feel like you make enough money to have a kid, so have a kid. I mean, you know, make sure you have a place to live, of course, but, you know. And I've put things off, and now all of a sudden I'm in my 20s, and I'm like, there's so much I still want to do. I'm not in my 20s. You know, there's a lot I want to do, but there was a lot I really wanted to do when I was younger. You know? One of my buddies is turning 60, and he's going to be climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. Yeah, I had to look it up all the time. Anyway, and Good for him. Now, me, I personally would have to do that in my 20s, but this guy's fit. But, you know, if this is something you want to do, you do it. Live life to the fullest. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, last month I got two separate emails and they're kind of related, so I want to read them to you and then give you my answer. You can always email us at drdahlia.com or on Facebook, Twitter, message us anytime, or call into our answer line. If we're not live when you listen to us, you can leave your question at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, D-O-C-D-A-L-I, and we'll answer them the following day when we're live. So one writes, and they're anonymous, how do you ask if a coworker is gay? I don't want to say anything that would insult him, assuming he's straight. So we're going to talk about that. The other one, my boss wears new outfits all the time, and I think she expects me to say something about her new outfit. What do I say that will not be considered as harassment? So these are, I love work-related questions. I just do. I love employer relations. I just think this stuff is so cool. I really, really dig this type of stuff. So let's first talk about, all right, How do you ask if a coworker is gay? I don't want to say anything that would insult him, assuming he's straight. So there's a couple things going on, okay? The first thing I'm thinking is, what would you be, if you're going to say something that you think will insult a person, it's already taboo and is not something you could say. Because remember, when it comes to sexual harassment or when it comes to assault or workplace misconduct, if somebody listening behind the wall or in the break room when you're outside by the water cooler hears something and gets offended, you're in trouble. So if you don't want to say something to a person that could insult them, so you want to know if they're, you know, going to be okay with it, it's probably not okay because there's going to be somebody who listens, somebody who walks by and hears that. So already I would say just don't even go there. But I like the concept, the idea of talking about, well, how do you bring up now, are you gay or not? I mean, with my, okay, I can't tell you how many men I dated, and I would then ask, are you gay? And they go, well, I didn't think so until I dated you, but yeah, now I think so. And so I, you know, and that's how you would ask, you know, in this day and age, it's different. I don't think the term gay, lesbian, bisexual are, I think those are outdated. I think there are many people out there that choose to love who they want to love. We've talked about this. And we're starting to get away from labels. In fact, we're not even going to be using boy-girl pretty soon or man-woman. As you see with this Alabama lawsuit, I believe the agency, I don't think it was the Department of Transportation, but it appears that when three people tried to get driver's licenses and claimed a gender that wasn't their original gender, and the agency asked for proof, because again, this is identification, this is used for security purposes, they felt discriminated against. And it also sounded like the clerks didn't handle it right, calling one of them an it. And so, I think people are not, flexible and not knowing how to adapt to the new society that we're in, the new acceptance that we have. Even if they're accepting, they are afraid they're going to say the wrong thing. You know, we saw this actually a lot with African American discussions in TV and in movies, etc. I mean, you know, in the 70s, you would say Afro American. And so here I was in the early 90s, and I was talking to my friend who's black, and I said, so he's a patient, he's Afro-American. She goes, it's not Afro-American, it's African-American. But he may not be African-American, so just say black. And so I'm like, okay, I better educate myself on how I'm supposed to, do we say black, do we say African-American, et cetera. So in the 90s, there was a little bit of that confusion of, okay, what is the appropriate term to use? That's starting to become obsolete as, you know, there's so many of us who are mixed race. We are white, Hispanic, Asian, black. Society will, as it adapts, it'll take longer for everybody to kind of learn what they're supposed to do, and there's going to be some bumpy, some bumps in the road, like we're starting to see with gender identity. So when it comes to, all right, you know, if you want to know if somebody's gay or, I don't think we're going to be using those terms anymore. And in fact, those terms may be considered harassment in some case. Yeah, somebody accused me of being gay. No, I didn't. I asked if you were gay. I asked if you were straight. I asked if you were And so I would just avoid those terms. If you are dating somebody and you are on a date and you have a suspicion that they may not be into women or men, let's say you are, a man and you want to be with another man. You guys are out, you think it's a date, but then you realize, it may not be a date. Is he straight? You know, again, we used to go, okay, are you straight? Are you gay? We don't do that anymore. It's starting to be more taboo. So you could just say, do you prefer men or women? In fact, in medical school, that's what we're teaching them. We're not teaching them to ask a patient if they're gay or lesbian. They go, do you prefer to sleep with men? Do you prefer to sleep with women? And personally, I think that's starting to be outdated. Because what I'm finding is many people will sleep with both. Or they won't admit to it. So they, I had a gay friend who said that, you know, he did like heterosexual sex. But he can't tell his friend that. So you'll have some people want to keep things away from their partner, etc. So how do you find out? You don't. And by the way, it blows my mind how many people will look at someone who's married and go, you know what, I think he's gay. I think he's gay. You know, don't you have better things to do? And there are gay men that are married to women. There are gay women married to men. There are people that want a family. There are people that may not be ready to come out. They may feel compelled with their religion to live a life that they don't want to live at that time. There are some that really want a family and feel like, well, I kind of want a mommy and a daddy. And I have seen two people who were homosexual, male and female, decide to form a partnership to have a family. So, my guess is if you really need to find out if somebody's gay or not, show them a picture of me. And if they go, she's hot, they probably have an eye issue. That's how you diagnose an ophthalmology issue. No, I would just say, go back to work. That's what I would say for that one. Now, my job, my boss wears new outfits all the time, and I think she expects me to say something. What do I say that's not considered harassment? Okay, then that's not a good boss. If you have a boss that's dressing up and is expecting you to comment on how she looks, that is a toxic type of work relationship. Now, I get the average lady who looks good and puts the time. I mean, it takes me 3 hours in the morning to look like this. And, I mean, imagine if I actually put makeup on. I'm joking. It takes me a lot of time to look the way I want to look. So it is nice when somebody notices. But that's not for I don't like to use the word subordinate. That's not for an employee to do. And so if you're in the fashion industry, and, you know, they're about to go, or if they're in the media industry, they're about to go on air, you know, does this make me look fat? Does this make me, there is a way to objectively comment on someone's, you know, you could say, okay, this gives you a more narrow appearance. This makes your shoulders look wider. This allows the color of your, I mean, there's a way to really intellectualize it and make it not personal. It just, if you feel uncomfortable commenting, say that. Say, look, you know, in this day and age, I don't want to comment on looks. I also don't want to say the wrong thing. You know, being very businesslike about it. So don't ask me. And that's what I would handle that. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to the guys for working the dials. All right, so got Manny and Scott and Jason. So U.S. life expectancy has decreased for the second year in a row, and I apologize for the hiccup slash burp that came with that first sentence. This is according to an editorial on the BMJ, which points to three contributing factors for messing with our life expectancy: drugs, alcohol, and suicide, particularly among middle-aged white Americans and those living in rural communities. This recent job and life expectancy is alarming, according to this editorial being reported by Time magazine. They say life expectancy has risen for much in the past century in developed countries, especially in the U.S. The U.S. was losing ground in the 80s, probably because of HIV and a variety of other superbugs that started to come out. And then America's life expectancy plateaued in 2012, and now it's being headed in the opposite direction. According to editorial lead author Stephen Wolf, director of the Center on Society and Health at Virginia Commonwealth University, something is amiss in the health of Americans. People don't use that word, amiss. Something's amiss. We use messed up. We use a variety of other synonyms for messed up. But he said something is amiss, you know, because this is a print. I get it. And the country at a population level is sick and dying earlier. Quite simply, it means that babies born today are likely to live a shorter life than those born a year or two ago. Why is U.S. life expectancy declining? They say it's the opioid epidemic. They say that's certainly a big factor, but it's also a larger problem that's been going on for decades. We know there are deeper systemic causes that paint a picture of hopelessness and despair and struggling with difficult living conditions. So, some of you may say, well, wait a second. Okay, I get the opioid crisis, but like in Nevada, 400 people died last year of opioid overdose deaths. So again, 400 too many. But is that a number high enough to cause a drop in life expectancy? I think there's a lot more than the opioid crisis. They keep saying it's the opioid crisis. And I believe in one state they had 1,200 deaths. I forget if it was South Carolina. I forget which state that was. I apologize. We talked about it yesterday. And 1,200 deaths is a lot. That's a lot. But is it enough to lower the whole population of, what, 300 million in the U.S.? Is that enough to lower the life expectancy? There's more to it. Now, in 2013, Wolf and his co-author, London Aaron, a senior fellow at the Urban Institute, published a study that found that Americans have poor health in many areas. Birth outcomes, injuries, homicides, adolescent pregnancies, HIV AIDS rates, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease when compared to other higher income countries. Why? Well, we have high calorie diets, we've got fast food, drug abuse, they say gun ownership, living in cities designed for cars instead of pedestrians. They say fatal drug overdoses increased by 137% from the year 2000 to 2012. And the death rates from alcohol abuse and suicides have gone up. Suicide rate rose 24%, with the sharpest increase among young white Americans aged 25 to 59. Are rural, Americans, you know, dying more of diabetes or dying more of heart disease? What is going on? Now, some people can say, oh, well, it's Obamacare. And I don't mind. Okay, I mean, if we want to talk about Obamacare, well, I don't mind bringing Obamacare into this. We can't blame Obamacare. But if we're going to be considering the opioid crisis, let's consider everything. Does Obamacare have something to do with the last 10 years? Are less people going to the doctor and getting their hearts checked? Are less people getting their brand name medications? You know, because most insurance companies now will only cover generic. Are many people tired of paying the high deductibles or high copays to go to the medical provider, or if they aren't paying insurance? I mean, you know, you would think with, you know, the quote-unquote increased access that Obamacare was supposed to provide, we would be improving our, you know, life expectancy. And again, I'm not blaming this on that, but let's take a look at everything. What is going on? Why is life expectancy dropping? Is it that we're getting too comfortable? You know? Is it computers? Is it the internet? Is it Facebook? Right? Facebook and internet and social media got huge in the mid-2000s to the point that by 2010, so many people would use as a form of entertainment their internet, not to mention movies and shows. You didn't have to race home to be able to watch your favorite show at 8 o'clock at night. You could, at any time, all weekend long, watch your favorite show on Netflix or streaming live. Maybe the internet's a part of it. So life expectancy dropping could be a whole variety of things. I don't want to see homicides. All right? I mean, are we seeing more homicides? I mean, I know Chicago's been having a huge issue. You know, many big cities have been having an issue. I don't know the numbers. So when you combine everything that's going on, it's a problem. We can't just say it's opioid dependency and opioid issues, because again, we're going to legislate heavy on that, and we're going to hurt people that actually need pain medication, and we're not going to be addressing the real issues at hand. We'll talk more about this in the coming weeks. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Officials are investigating a mother's complaint that her toddler's eyebrows were waxed at a daycare facility in Washington State without her permission. Who would do this? Alyssa Salgado said she dropped off her 2-year-old daughter Thursday last week in Pasco, that's run by the Boys and Girls Club of Benton and Franklin Counties. When she picked up her child, being reported by the Associated Press, a patch of skin between her eyebrows was red, and it appeared eyebrow hairs were removed. That's according to the Tri-City Herald. The 19-year-old mom posted before and after images to Facebook, and she was furious. And this was shared more than 20,000 times. She goes, "I think it's a scratch, but as soon as I get home, I take a closer look, and these women decide to wax my daughter's unibrow. I birthed my daughter and love everything about her, and these so-called women took it upon themselves to correct the way my daughter should look? I'd be furious." Now, officials with the Boys and Girls Club and the Washington Department of Early Learning confirmed they are investigating. Frank Ordway, the Department Assistance Director, said he couldn't discuss the investigation. He did say this complaint was unusual. "The Boys and Girls Club take these allegations seriously, and I will work to support the investigative process." So now, Salgado apparently attends an alternative high school and drops off her daughter during classes. So I see the daughter. It looks a little red, and she's a cute little thing. But, yeah, we want to trust what's going on at daycare. We really don't want to think that somebody's going to be, messing with her. But by the way, I would totally have a unibrow if I didn't. Well, I don't think I would have a unibrow now, but boy, do I have like big eyebrows. Anyway, Grubhub's stock price soared. Why? Because it's going to partner with Taco Bell and KFC. So apparently over the next 5 years, Grubhub is going to partner with Yum. Do you guys even know about Yum and Grubhub? I guess these offer pickup and delivery options for food. And they are now going to include Taco Bell and KFC. Now, some of you are like, well, isn't Taco Bell and KFC drive-thru capable? Why do we need a pickup? Here's the thing. People do not want to drive out to a KFC or Taco Bell or go there on the way home. So if they're having a craving for KFC, they could now, they will be able to order it and get it sent to them. Customers who want to place online orders from these chains will be able to do so on Grubhub's website and app, as well as the digital properties of Taco Bell and KFC. Yum Brands will also purchase $200 million of common stock in Grubhub. Pizza Hut is, I guess, going to be on Grubhub's board of directors, or if he already is, I don't know. Pizza Hut's CEO, or president, already stars. So, partnership with White Castle also seems to be a part of the mix also. Apparently, there are Uber Eats and Amazon food delivery services, DoorDash. There's like too many. I had no idea there was all these. What, don't we cook our food anymore? Doesn't anybody cook dinner? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.